But it's good to hear something.
Okay.
Sergio. Hello. Praise God. Hello. It's good to wish someone well. Esther was here and has spoken and he has told us about his love. And I thank God that Esther, you have almost finished our message today. So I'm just come to conclude. And as you can see, time is far much gone, but I know by God's grace, you're going to learn from God. And I would like to say my name is Daniel Mwangi and I'm born again. I love Christ for saving my soul. He has walked with me. He has been my strength. He has been my joy. And one thing I've purpose is to live for him. Is to seek him all the days of my life. When I look behind and when I look back where I've come from and ask myself, if I did God, where could I be today? And David said in Psalms 126, if God, you are not on our side, when so many things happen. And I asked the same question about my life. If God was not in Christ today, I don't know where I could be. I could be no one. And so this morning, if there's something I treasure, it's my salvation. If there's something I value so much, that gift of God loving me according and unconditionally. That gift of God loving me. When I was a sinner, he made Jesus to die for me. He made Jesus to die for you. So that after we have done all what you are doing on this earth, you live with him forever and ever. Amen? Before you go to our preaching this morning, allow me to make just a few comments. And first, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all of us into 2020 in this church, SCK Emmanuel Church, Youth Church Kikuyu, and feel this is the right place for you to come and see God, to come and serve God, to come and get your identity in Christ Jesus. And these wishes are coming from our vicar, our rural dean, Reverend David Wakabo, and from our patrons, Mary, John and I, and also from our leaders, being led by our brother, Jesse. We wish you well, and then just feel free to come and serve with us. Feel this is the right place for you to serve God. These doors are always open, 24/7. Just come and see God. If you have to come on Monday evening to come and see God, the door will be open for you. If you have to come on Saturday afternoon to come and see God, these doors will be open for you. We have no reason why we should not come and see God. The other one is to appreciate, and maybe before I make that comment, let me say that I'm so proud. I feel so delighted to be in your midst. When I look at you, I know I'm seated besides governors, prosperous business people, CEOs. Let us not limit ourselves. From what I have seen since we started this year, and from what we have seen our brother has done, Brian, from what the team is doing, the team organizing for the trip, being led by Jeremy, I've realized we have so much gift in us. And so I'm grateful to be associated with you, team. And it's my prayer that God will enable us, each and every one of us, to identify a gift that God has deposited in him or her. Amen? Amen. And it's through those gifts that God raises us up. It's through those gifts that God uses to put us to another level. When others are struggling out there looking for this job, looking for these opportunities, that gift God has deposited in you, and you use it well, it opens doors for you. When others are saying how they have struggled to get a job, you just be telling them, I don't know what happened, but God opened up for me. But it's not in vain. Not just because you just woke up and went to look for a job. Because there's a gift that God deposited in you, and you made use of it. So I'm appreciating all those people, and all of us, they have participated in 2019, and I know we are committed to participate even better to serve God as we serve one another. And also I want to appreciate the praise and worship team. Thank you for what you have done today. I want to believe you have set a peace that you are not going to borrow other than that. You go ahead. See your attitude. Then, I hope that a peace you have set. Let's come 2020 and here we are. We cannot be lower than that. We can only go higher to see God and to praise God. And the last one, and the second last one, I would like to just comment about the trip. And then this trip, it's only that you cannot see, it's mandatory. But I wish all of us would be there. By show of hand, who are willing to attend? Just by show of hand.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. It's my prayer that all of us will attend. And the main aim for this trip is just to enjoy ourselves. Sometimes we take life so seriously, and life is not that serious. So let's come and enjoy ourselves. And that's why, there's a question that's been asked by Jerry, whether those who completed their Form 4 will be attending, and the answer is yes. And that's where we are starting. Those who completed their Form 4 onward, or above, paka uko 20, na uko paka palitu, hapo diyo tunaanza. Why? Because the teens, they school. And maybe those teens, maybe who are in this school, in April they will have their team. So, and I really wanted this to be your trip. The youth chat trip. And you have no issue with the rest. But, of course, there are some activities that it will enable us not to carry them on, but to take care of the other. And we want everybody to be involved. So, allow us this one. And this trip is exclusively for the youth members of Emmanuel Church, Kikuyu. Hello? The cost for this trip is 2,750. We are trusting God. We'll be having a meeting this week that the church will pay for us 2,750. And then you chip in 500. Is it that fair? Is that fair? Imagine the church paying for you 2,200 and you just pay 500. But I understand and I believe this and I know. You know, I mean, it's not everybody, one of us, not all of us can make that 500. And at the same time, I know there are those who can make even 1,500. And Esther was here. And this is my request. If you can, why can't you pay for your neighbor? Who is not in position to pay? Can you agree that? If you can pay 600 so that someone can be paid by 100. Can you do that? Can you do that? Let's be you. And that's why we are going out as a team, to create that goal, to help one another, to support each other. Today you could be having that 1,000. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. That person who may not have today could be your employer. Could be the guy, the lady, who invite you for an interview. You never know. So if, as God enable us, as God help us, may we support each other. And so, as much as we are saying the minimum is 500, if you can, and you have 600, just pay for someone. Let's ensure this trip, you're not leaving any man behind, any lady behind. We are going, all of us, just to go enjoy ourselves, as we appreciate what God has done in our life. And lastly, on Saturday, as you've been announced, we have Holy Communion. So guys, let's prepare for it. And nobody is going to bless us. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you and worship you this wonderful morning. We glorify your holy name, O God, for giving us another chance. For enabling us to see a new year, O God. A new month. We have never seen Jehovah. Father, there is a reason, there is a purpose. Where you have brought us in this church only this morning. And Father, we have come to seek you, to hear from you, O God. Father, I pray this morning, as I speak your word, O God, use me as your vessel. May your Holy Spirit be on me, O God. May your Holy Spirit be on each and every one of us, my Father. Open our ears, O God. Open our hearts, my Father, that we may listen unto your word. The word that saves, the word that restores, the word that brings hope, O God. We pray this morning that Jehovah, you're not going to be the same again as we go home, O Jehovah. May you meet us at point of our need for the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Team is far much gone, but I know God is going to help us. We have less than 15 minutes, and our topic this morning is planning successfully. We have just started the year, and I know the issue of planning, kujipanga, sio? Tunashindanga tukisema, najipanga. Ama, mikweli, we keep saying, najipanga, I'm planning. And I know this is not a very, it's a very common one. And for almost all of us, we have come across this word, either whether in school, in secondary school, in college, and of maybe those who are finished or those who are about to complete their college education. And most of us have been doing the Google Nedonatafuta. How do I become successful? Those maybe who are working, those maybe those who are doing business. And all these are common things where we want to know, how do I become successful? And you know, and go and ask Mr. Google, how do I become successful? How do I plan myself? And this morning we learned from two books. And one was from the first reading from the book of Psalms 15 from verse 30. Psalms 15 from verse 30. Now just allow me just to repeat. Proverbs 15 from verse 30, and this is what it says: a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Chapter 16, verse 1. To a man belong the plan of the heart, but from the Lord come the reply of the tongue. All man's ways seem innocent to him, but motive are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. Can we say that together? Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. Once again, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. Amen. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. Then I've said our title this morning is Planning Successfully. And it's my prayer in the year 2020. We'll be coming to our Bible to church. I know we have the soft call. But let's be proud of coming the one of God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Yeah, let's be coming to the Bible. And if you can, and because I know you can, and because I know you have that, you can save your pocket money will be paid. Jerry, when I say my life, I put a pizza, you know, I got prayer book. Just get this prayer book of your own. Just buy this. This book is solid. This book is solid. And currently we have a modern one. And I believe it's very cheap. And also have a Bible. Just be carrying them as you come to church. And you're proud because of what you're carrying. That the word that will give you life. That the word that will give you hope. When everybody else, when everything else has failed in this world, the word of God remains the same. Amen? And as we are saying, our topic this morning is planning successfully. We see from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, someone wrote and said, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. And when I'm thinking about this word, and something I'm realizing, as much as God has granted and has given us so much promises about our success, and so many promises about the covenant he gave to Abraham, most of us die so poor. Most of us die, and being poor doesn't mean that you don't have money. There are many people who have so much money, but they are so poor in their heart. And being poor here is in reverence with what God created you to, and who God created you to be, and what you died being. Maybe God created you to be this person, and you died being the other person. That's being poor. And so this morning, I came to learn that sometime in our life, we fail to become the person God created us to be. Not because that God's presence is not with us,
but because you don't plan. And that's what I want to ask. And because I don't need to ask the neighbor, because the neighbor was asking, I want you to ask yourself, do you have a plan for this year? The year 2020. What's your plan? Those who are working, what's your plan? Those who are in college, do you have a plan? Au unasema mwaka inakuja, unafungua peji asubuhi, jioni unafunga. Do you have a plan? The Bible tells us, commit your plan to the Lord, or commit all what you're planning to the Lord, and you bring it to pass, He'll make you successful. Do you have a plan? If God may come and ask you, what do you want to have achieved by the end of this year? How many of us can rise up and tell God, I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Praise God. Do you have a plan? Good evening, dear neighbor. Do you have a plan? Uko na mpango. Wewe sitasema mpango wa kaga, nimesema uko na mpango. Uko na mpango. Do you have a plan? And if not, what are you going to commit before God? Praise God. Hello? Those who are working, February in Africa, and you see your brother, your colleague who had planned himself, amenunua gari, na unakimbilia road, amenunua gari. Maybe a sister who is here, unaona your colleague or your schoolmate, anakuitia harusi, na unaanza. Ule mtu tu atakuja, pa! Unasema umechelewa. Do you have a plan? Those who are in college, do you have a plan? And you keep saying that these courses are hard, these lectures, A, B, C, D, sijui kunafanyika nini, then at the end of the sem, you don't achieve your goal. Maybe you are there, your parent could be positioned to pay you for another course, instead of wasting your time going to do that, Friday, Wednesday, we get a class. And could be you are here, and you are doing business. Do you have a plan for your business? Those who are self-employed, do you have a plan? What can you present to God and tell God, just establish this for me? Praise God. And this is why we go along fast, that sometimes we don't have a plan. And so that's why it become hard when you tell people to come and pray on vacation, because what are you coming to pray for? Huna plan. So na kuja kuambia mkuni. And January kianza tunasema, yes, this is the year. And then, do you have a plan? And then I came to realize, not everybody plan becomes successful. I don't know whether you ever seen that. Is it true? Is it true? And I want to believe that you have a plan. You want to tell me how your plan became successful? All your wishes were met. It's very hard. But the book of Proverbs tells us about committing our plan to the Lord. And so this is the secret behind a success. This is the secret behind a successful ending. This is the secret behind you becoming who God created you to be. That number one, you need to plan. And as you plan, planning alone is not, planning is not enough. But you need to plan and commit your plan to God. Amen? You need to know that you are created for God and by God, for His own purpose. And so the moment you plan and your plan, I'll take a God's will, then trust me, they're about to fail. And so the question is, how do I know whether my plan are within the God's will? I need to know God. I need to have a relationship with His God, who establishes people's plan. I need to have a deeper relationship. I need to fear God. I need to respect God. I need to honor Him. And how do I honor God as a young person? I need to know this body is temple of the Lord. This body belongs to God, doesn't belong to myself. And so whatever I do to this body, it need to give God the honor and glory. And the moment I do that, I'll be positioned to establish the will of God in my life. And these are guys who are messing up. And I know I have people who can witness this, that you have colleagues, you have schoolmates, college mates, who have done courses up to second year. You are doing accounting, then second year, this was doing for mom. You in Archer Shule. I have more than 30 cases. And I know you could be having more than I have. Then unarudi shule, unafanya IT, unafanya unalia, by the way, these are not mine, if you are. And where is the challenge? As you started your journey, as we started this journey for 2020, are you moving forward? Or are you going alone? Amen? Before we come, as we come to the end of this year, and we ask ourselves, how much have I achieved? If you can reflect the year 2019, how much did you achieve? Did you have a plan when you started the year? How much did you achieve? Did you even go? Maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't have a plan. I want to thank God this morning has given us another opportunity that we can make up our plan. That we can involve Him. This is the God we love. This is the God we serve. That He is so merciful. His mercies endure us forever. It doesn't matter the wrong we did yesterday. Today we have an open page we can turn to Him. And tell God, open a door for me. We could have messed yesterday. We could have messed the other years. But it comes a time when you have a plan. And you commit it to the Lord. Maybe you are here and you did your KCSE. Maybe whatever you got was diplomas. And when you went home, nobody wants to see you. You know what? Just have a plan and commit it to God. Amen? And this is why I love God so much. This is why I can't live from God. I cannot do anything without God. That God can convert that deal to a very prominent business person. God can convert that seed to a very successful business CEO. It's not about your grade. It's about what God has put in your heart. It's about what God has deposited in you and then you make use of it. It's about having the plan and committing it to the Lord. Just because of time, I just want to reference two cases. And allow me not to read, but you can write in the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. And the other one is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. This one in 1 Kings chapter 22 is about three people. We have prophet called Micah. And we had a king called Ahab. And we had another king of Judah called Jehoshaphat. And the Bible records that this king called Jehoshaphat went to visit the king of Judah, the king of Israel, who was called King Ahab. But then there was a group of people called Ramoth who belonged to Israel. And King Ahab told his people that asked King Jehoshaphat, come to visit us. We need to capture that region and bring it, those people to us. And when King Jehoshaphat came, King Ahab called magicians, so many of them, and asked them. And when King Jehoshaphat came, he told the King Ahab to seek from the Lord whether he wanted to go for that fight. The Bible records about 3 years there was no fight in Israel. There was this prophet called Micah. And King Ahab, and one thing King Ahab knew, Micah used to tell him the way things are. And because he knew, chances are very high God may say no. He called the magician. And all the magician told him, the success is on your side. But King Jehoshaphat, who knew God so well, told him, no, don't you have a prophet we can seek, who can inquire of the Lord, whether it's worthy for us to go for this fight. And King Hap told King Jehovah-san, there is one unfortunate, this one, and you always against me. And King Jehovah-san told him, no, let him speak what God tells him. And true to his word, God told him, if you dare go for that battle, you will fail and you die. But King Ahab could not hear that. And he planned to go for a battle. And he had a very good plan. And when he inquired of the Lord and God told him what to do, he decided otherwise, and he never obeyed. And he went for the battle and he died and he was killed. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, talk about King Jehovah's son. His army people came and told him that the first army is coming to attack him. And they laughed what King Jehovah said. Then chapter 3 talks about King Jehovah went and inquired of the Lord and told all the people of Judah to fast and pray and to seek God's will. And when they did that, God assured him victory. And true to his, to God's word, they overcame and they defeated the enemy. And there the enemy died. Then in chapter verse 23 thereabout, he talks about when King Jehovah had won, they went back to temple to praise God and to worship him and to give him all the glory and honor. And I would like you to note that. Then in the book of Daniel, he talks about King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was blessed by God and he built the temple and he was successful and he was solid. And at one morning he woke up and went at the top of his castle and looked at all his wealth and he said, isn't this not the wealth? Isn't this them not the hard work? Isn't this not the effort of my work? And from that day, he went to be with the animals. What am I saying? What is God teaching us this morning? God is teaching us three things. Number one, you should never be independent of the Lord. As we start this year of 2020, ensure that you are not independent of the Lord. Ensure that you depend on the Lord. In all you do, ensure that you commit your plan to the Lord. As we started and said that it's good to have a plan, it's good to commit that plan to the Lord. It's good before you even make that plan, seek God and inquire of the Lord. God, is this the right man to marry me? Is this the right lady God I should marry? And I know sometimes the voice of God is very soft, very still, very vague, and the voice says no. You tell God, I can't hear you. Kuna makelele. And you start pushing God. God, no. Angalia utama. Ako sawa. Shida iko wapi? Ako sawa. And God says, no. Very faint. Is it the right career I need to go to? Is it the right career for me? And you see your father moving back to that career. Maybe you are meant to be a prabha. Maybe you are meant to be an electrician. But because all your friends are doing accounting, you also go to accounting. You do CPA1, you are booked. You are big, you are booked. You are under stress, you end up booking one. But when you pray and God told you, no, kazi yako ni driver, kakata. Kasema, mimi sasa, mikaendesha mahali. Mimi sasa, niende kwa salon, kwa saluni, no. Nikuwe hairdresser, apana. I can't. And my friends are doing ABCD. No. Can we learn to listen to the voice of the Lord? As we inquire of the Lord, let's make our plan and subject it to the will of God. As we make our plan, let's be close to God and you be close to us. Let the system therefore and you free from us. And you realize along the way, as we make our plan, there's so many things we don't know. There's so many things we hold constant. And so what happens when the journey becomes challenging? If in God's plan, God will give you a way out. Amen? God will provide for you. It doesn't matter where you're at campus, but you don't know who to pay for your school fees. Maybe you completed your form 4 and you are not sure who is going to pay for your education,
just commit your plan to God. He will like someone to come and pay school fees for you.
Maybe you're about to complete your college education. And it could be you are the breadwinner of your family. Or your family, your entire family is looking up to you. Maybe you desperately need that job. And you don't know where to start. Just pray. The Bible tells us that God is going to supply our needs according to his riches in heaven. Not to according to our eyesight. Not to according to our family background. Not to according to our locality and our county. But according to his riches in heaven. And so this morning, who else would you like to be associated with if not God? Who will supply all your needs according to his riches in heaven? And the other one, number two, before making any decision, ask God. And this is in the 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehovah's Son inquired of the Lord. If there's something I love about Jehovah's Son, anything he came across, any battle he faced, he just went God to God. The Bible says he was one of the successful kings in Judah because he learned the secret of seeking God. And how do we inquire from the Lord? The book of Jeremiah chapter 33. What does it say? The book of Jeremiah chapter 33. Someone to project for us. Verse 3. And this was the heading of this is it's about blessing, God blessing Israel. And this is what the Bible says, call to me and I will answer you. Call to me. Call God and he will answer you. If you don't call, how will God answer you? How do we commit our plan to God? By calling him. And when God answers you, he will not only answer you, but he will tell you great things and unsearchable things you do not know. And I say, maybe you didn't do so well in your course. Maybe you're not doing so well financially. Maybe even in your relationship you're not doing so well, you're struggling. Maybe even in your relationship with your friends, with your parents, you're not doing so well. Maybe you're in that state, you're not sure. What are you made for? Maybe you're in that state. You're not sure whether to get born again, whether to serve God, whether to serve the world. Maybe in that situation, you're not sure what to do with your life. But this is what the Bible says. Come to me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great things and unsearchable things you have never imagined. I will show you who you can. And who you can be and what you become if only you seek God this morning. Where can't we seek God? Where can't we purpose as we start this year to commit our plan to God and to let God hold our hearts? Jesus Christ has gone through this walk. It's not new to him. And I know it could be terrifying, it could be discouraging when you're just starting a walk, you don't know what you intend to. Sometimes even I don't know what tomorrow entails. I don't know what tomorrow you bring in. But one thing I'm sure, when God is holding my heart, I will be well. Even if there will be challenges of diseases, even if there will be challenges of being broke, I know God will supply my needs according to his riches in heaven. I know God will hold my heart with his law that I will not fall. I know that even if I walk through the valley of shadow of death, as long as God is with me, I'm going to make it to the other side of life. Amen? And so this morning, may we decide our heart just to seek that God, to commit our life to God. But it comes with a cost. And this is the cost. We're going to surrender ourselves to Christ. There's a cost to pay. And the cost is so simple. Surrendering ourselves to Christ. Surrendering ourselves to Christ is not enough. It not out of how hard we work. It's not of how good we feel. And the second reading in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 confirms this and says it's by grace that you have been saved. It talks about that you are workmanship in God. So whatever we are doing in our life, this is what it says. Not to emphasize on faith. For it's by grace that you have been saved through faith, and not from yourself. It's gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's by grace that God saved us. It's by grace that our plan are established. It's by grace, by God's grace, by God's faithfulness, by God's mercies which are new every morning, that we make it in life. And so may God bless us as we purpose to seek Him. May God meet us at the point of our need. May God honor us the desires of our heart. May the end of this year be a year you never forget. And as you start your plan, as you start your year, commit everything to God, and He will bring it to pass. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we worship you, God, because of your love and because of your greatness. Thank you because of your word, God, that you commit our plan unto you, and that, God, you are going to bring it to pass. Father, I want to commit all the plans that our dear young ones, God, have before you, O God, this morning. Father, as we go to sit down and plan, and as we subject our plan to you, God, we pray for your wisdom, we pray for your humanity, we pray for your guidance, we pray for your love upon our life, O God. May you hold our heart, O God, because you know this walk. May you walk with us. May you strengthen us, O God. May you guide us. May you protect us. And when we see the end of this year, having achieved what we plan for, we shall glorify and magnify your own name, O God. Father, we pray for the challenges that may be, that may face us along the way, God. Help us not to waver, but to trust in you, O God. Help us to cling in your word, O God, and to trust you all the days of our life. We thank you, God, and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Number 78 in Swahili.